every birthday, my mom and dad would say, you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up.
Get away! Only one girl could capture my turbulent heart. Angelica, if you have any mercy at all, you'll choose me instead of that pathetic milquetoast Edgar Linton.
That pathetic milquetoast is the richest man on the moor!
While you but sling manure for a living.
Will your torture of me never end?
Hey, girls gotta have a hobby.
Now, can anyone tell me, who was Kathy's eternal soulmate in Emily Bronte's sweeping novel of epic romance, Wuthering Heights? Angelica?
Daryl. Self-punked.
What are you blathering about?
Your crush, Daryl.
I didn't say Daryl. I said Errol.
There is no Errol in Wuthering Heights.
Exactly my point. I never read that stupid book, which proves I'm just lazy. Not madly in love with Daryl.
See you later, Ange.
Bye, Errol. Daryl. Okay. I do have a crush on Daryl. It's driving me crazy.
So don't just stand there melting. His band's playing at Club 13 on Saturday. Make your move then.
Ow! Have you not been paying attention? Whenever I'm around him, I totally lose all my confidence.
But Daryl seems to like you.
Yeah, but does he like me? Here, hold this.
Angelica, this old cast trick isn't gonna fly.
Hey, I'd break my own arm if I have to get out a swim. I'm having a really good hair day.
So Daryl asks me if Angelica's coming to see his band Saturday.
Shh, did you hear that?
So I said, yeah, so? So he says, okay. So I say, why? So he says, because I'd like to talk to her. And so I say, so what? And he says, he really needs to know if she likes him. And I say, so? And then he goes like, oh.
Ow, ow! Daryl said that about Angelica?
That is so what he said.
That's it. I got to find out if Daryl said he liked me. Then I get my confidence back. All I gotta do is get close to Brianna.
How are you gonna do that? Those girls think you're a major wannabe.
I am a major wannabe. Now I'll just have to wannabe better.
If I were you, I'd be freaking right now. I can't imagine having a girl I liked over to my house for dinner.
Me neither. I'm not comfortable with people watching me, too.
Well, Rachel's pretty special, but I think I have it all under control.
Hide all family albums containing embarrassing photos?
Check.
Make sure your mom is serving non-gaseous foods only?
Check.
Assigned appropriate conversation topics?
Check. Trust me, fellas, I've left no check unchecked.
Go in it, house, Chucky. Phil, excuse. Gross!
Oh, man, Dill! The one check I forgot to check, and he picks now to go through a backwards phase!
No!
Due to a company reorganization, your services will no longer be needed. Effective immediately.
There must be some mistake. This is my desk. This is my chair. This is my phone.
Sorry, but after the reorganization, the company couldn't afford two CEO salaries. Just mine.
Yours? Well, I simply refuse to be fired.
Hate to do this, but...
Lost your job?
Honey, it's okay. Mommy's going to be just fine.
You mean we're... poor?
Don't be ridiculous. What kind of CEO would I be if I hadn't secured myself a hefty severance package? And I don't want you worrying about my emotional health. Every management book says that when one door closes, another opens.
What door is that?
The one to motherhood. When I think of all the things I've missed over the last 12 years.
I'm 13.
You are? Oh, where have all the years gone? Well, I'm not missing another moment. I've already stocked up on the mother essentials. Sewing machine, a coupon organizer, and something called an ironing board. I've even traded in my cell phone for an oven timer. It rings, but you don't have to answer it. Come, let's break it in with something they call baking.
But I gotta go to the mall so I can accidentally run into Brianna so I can ask her about Daryl.
Oh, all that can wait. We have a whole world of togetherness to explore. From now on, I'm going to be in your life 24/7.
Excuse!
You're a child psychologist? Get out! That's what I want to be!
Tommy didn't tell me that!
Oh, I didn't know. We never really...
But I thought I'd work with underprivileged kids for a while before going to college.
That's what I wanted to do when I was your age.
Speaking of underprivileged kids, I sure would love another slab of this meat.
In a minute, hon. I can't believe we have so much in common. Wouldn't it be crazy if your favorite movie was...
Sandtide?
Take mine, son.
Isn't Sandtide that lame old movie about the lady who takes forever to die while her rich and famous best friend promises to take care of her only daughter?
I wept for days after that movie.
What do you say we pop it into the VCR after dinner? Guys?
Why, I'd love to watch it with you guys, but I gotta clean the crud off the air conditioner filter. Admit it, Deej, you've been riding me about that.
Guess it's just us girls.
Upshot!
Just as I was wheedling myself a spot at Brianna's table, my mother called. She wanted to know if I enjoyed my meatloaf sandwich.
That's your mom's meatloaf? I thought it was egg salad.
I mean, primo situations like that don't fall out of trees every day.
Angelica!
Savannah's out sick, so we need a third for our walk home.
Yeah, two girls is just so little house on the prairie.
And four, so, Nancy Drew, this'll give us a chance to catch up on all the latest gossip. Who hates who likes who likes who.
Yoo-hoo! Over here, honey!
What are you doing here? You never pick me up. And what happened to your fine German touring car?
I'm a full-time mommy now, remember? And nothing says mom like minivan.
Could you start punching the biological clock tomorrow? I've got plans.
But the mother-daughter folk dance lessons start today.
Folk dancing?
I know, you're worried about what to wear, but I've already taken care of that. I made costumes with my own two mother hands. I know I've got a 3-for-1 chili cheese dog on a stick coupon in here somewhere. Oh, I know. Maybe I filed it under stick, comma, chili cheese dog on a...
I say we ditch her.
You ditch your own mother? Wait a minute. Did I just say that about you? I know it doesn't look like she's going through a hard time, but she is. You've got to be there for her.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck going to mother-daughter pottery glazing. Mother-daughter still life painting. Mother-daughter macrame.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. Ugh. You're wearing that in public?
And ask me if I found out what Daryl said yet. Go ahead, ask me.
You haven't?
You said it, sister. I can't pin Brianna down long enough to get her to talk.
Hey.
I know. Why don't you throw a sleepover there like total blab fests?
And I could have it on Friday. My parents won't be home. They have standing courtside seats to some game with a ball in it.
Eat up, Angelica. I don't want to be late for our mother-daughter scrimshaw lessons.
Goodbye.
Huh? What? Is this the Pickles residence? Hello?
What's with the hair? I've never seen it so plastic-like. Rachel's coming over, and this time, I'm not taking any chances. I've got 17 hours of crying and dying movies. What girl could say no to that? I got it! No one get near it, it's mine! Hey!
Hey, nice hair.
Ready to go?
You bet. Just let me say hi to your mom first.
Hello! You know what's gonna happen now, don't you? Nothing. That's what. She's never gonna come out of there again. Just like the last three times she came over.
What are they doing there?
I don't know. Just talk, I guess.
Just talk?
Weird.
I don't get girls. Maybe that's why I don't get girls.
Man, if Dill had been a girl like he was supposed to be, maybe Mom would have somebody to do nothing with besides Rachel.
Girl? Me? Prove some zee to like I'd.
The doctor said you were supposed to be a girl. Mom even had a name picked out and everything.
Delilah.
Pretty edgy of you throwing a party without parental supervision, Angelica.
They'll be gone for hours, so we can do whatever we...
Angelica? What do you think you're doing?
Nothing.
You can't fool me. You're having a slumber party.
Okay, guilty. And you're supposed to be courtside, just like the last 10,000 Fridays in a row.
Well, those were company tickets, and they stayed with the company, along with my expense account. Corner office. I've got a great idea. Why don't I go put on my jammies and I'll join you?
No! Isn't there sewing or ironing you're dying to do?
But how about looking for a job?
On a Friday night? I wouldn't miss out on all this girl bonding stuff for all the hostile takeovers in China. Plus, after years of office work and some creative coupon cutting, I'll be able to put together some pretty impressive party favors.
What's with the dress?
Jumper?
It's a dress. As in, why are you wearing one?
It's the answer to both our problems. I'll do the girl thing so Mom won't hang out with Rachel and I won't lose Mom. I figure if it's a daughter she's been a-pining for all these years, then it's a daughter she's gonna get.
Great! I lost a girlfriend and gained a sister.
Let me help, Mom. And by the way, I'd love to watch that movie Cowhide with you after dinner.
It's Sandtide. What a cute jumper.
Told ya.
Oh, I get it. First it was the backwards phase, now it's the opposites phase. So I guess it made your favorite. Lima beans. Oh, just what I always wanted. Something to go with the black three-hole punch I just got.
Want to trade the stapler for 5 pounds of frozen ground chuck?
No. I don't even know what ground chuck is.
Wow, a giant box of dryer sheets.
Okay, girls, what's next? Do each other's hair? Talk about guys we'd like to marry? Practice kissing our pillows?
Sleep! This is a sleepover! How about we hit the hay?
Don't be silly. It's far too early for bed.
We could always staple something.
Neat idea, Brianna. But I searched the web earlier and came up with truth or dare.
That could be interesting, Mrs. Pickles.
Oh, good. I'll go first, and I want truth. And by all means, girls, call me Charlotte. Or better yet, Char.
Oh. Okay, Char. What was Angelica's most embarrassing moment?
Try this one.
I gave everything to that company, and this is how they repay me. With a free stapler and a kick in the designer pantsuit.
You can't leave! The game's called Truth or Dare. Hello, not dumping baggage.
Wait a minute, Brianna. Are you ditching up before it's your turn?
All right. Truth.
What'd Daryl say about me the other day?
Forget it. I'll take the dare.
I dare you to stay with my mother all night.
All those unethical business practices. Those shady backdoor deals I did. I know where the bodies are buried.
He said he liked you. Now I'm going. Yes!
Oh, honey, I ruined your sleepover.
Doesn't matter. Didn't you hear? Daryl likes me. Now I can make my move when he plays at the club tomorrow.
Well, it matters to me. I want to get close to you. And I think I finally found the way to do it. Something I did with my mother when I was a child, and I've never forgotten the experience.
An all-day sailing clinic?
Clear your schedule. We hit the high seas tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
And whatever you do, don't let my floating on a seat cushion in the middle of the North Atlantic for 8 days deter you from the boating experience. Just remember, one man's hideous nightmare is another man's high-spirited adventure.
The eel swims around the coral, into the tunnel, hits the anchor, and goes belly up. Oh dear. Maybe he was supposed to swim under the coral.
Who cares about a dumb eel? Daryl's band goes on in 6 hours, and it's going to take me 2 hours to get ready! Hey, Gilligan! Enough of that yak-yak! When do we get in the boat?
Hey, how are you?
Are you talking to me?
What's with the attitude problem?
What's with the... I don't have time to hang out with Tommy because I'm too busy hanging out with his mother problem.
I'm hanging out with you now.
Oh, yeah, well, sure, now. That's not the point.
If you're going to sulk just because I like your mom, I'm not sure we have anything more to say to each other.
That's fine, that's just fine. Okay, did we just have our first fight here?
I can't tell what direction we're headed in.
I'm thinking the wrong one, because we've drifted off from everyone else.
Well, give me a hand so I can hoist the sail.
I can't. I wasn't paying attention during that part of the clinic. I was working up unforced, easygoing patter between Daryl's sex.
Well, I was reapplying sunblock to protect thousands of dollars of plastic surgery.
How hard could it be?
Hang on! Got you, honey! I'm gonna pull you back down, sweetie! So hang on tight!
I'm no expert, but I don't think a sail is any good when there's a big, gaping hole in it!
Well, now, don't worry. I'll get you back for your party. After all, it's just a matter of time before we drift into a current and it sweeps us... out into the middle of the ocean!
What's that?
Your next 2 weeks' allowance. Why aren't you over at Rachel's?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, dear. Did you two have a fight? Was it about another boy?
No. You!
Huh?
Ever since she came over here, she's been spending all her time with you. You're...
Tommy, don't you think you're exaggerating a little?
Ready to do my daughterly duty, Mom. I signed us up for fire camp girls.
Daughterly duty?
Yeah, I know I was supposed to be a girl and how you've been hanging out with Rachel. Well, look no further. I'm the girl you've always wanted.
Oh, my. Dill, sit down. Yes, Dill, it's true. Your father and I did think you were going to be a girl, but once you were born, we never looked back. And I guess I owe you an apology. I have been monopolizing Rachel. I guess it felt nice not being the only girl around here.
I never thought of it that way.
Ugh, men.
Trust me. No one would ever take the place of you boys in my heart.
That's okay, Mom.
We get it! I better get out of this and call the other gals. They were expecting me to bring the s'mores.
I got my brother back, but I don't think my girlfriend will ever talk to me again.
You don't know until you try.
We haven't gotten anywhere.
Could it get any worse? Anymore. I can stand getting lost at sea or getting eaten by a shark, but I can't stand not making my move on Daryl. You've got to do something, Mom!
I'm sorry, Angelica, but I have no idea how to get us out of this.
But you sure were Pickles' ferocious CEO.
You mean I was? I don't know what's wrong with me. Ever since I was fired, I've totally lost my confidence. I can't even get motherhood right.
You mean you lose your confidence too? Like me? Well, get out!
not the time. Listen, did I let anything stop me from finding out what Daryl said about me? No! You know who I got that I'll stop at nothing to get what I want Jean from?
Me?
The way to get us out of this is in you somewhere, Mom.
What are you looking at? Angelica, hand me my bag. I've got some mint dental floss in there somewhere.
Flossing? That's your fix.
And didn't I tell you I'd get you back in time for the party?
I can't go looking like this.
Discouraged by a sunburn and a couple of chapped lips? Get over it. The neck, the neck.
Look, I just want to say this boy-girl stuff, it's like all new to me. I mean, I get the boy stuff because I'm a boy. But the girl stuff, whew, sometimes I don't know what I'm saying.
I do. You want to come in for a grilled cheese sandwich?
So late, sunburned, and blistered, and point taken. Out of my way. I got business to take care of. Now, move it. Yeah, I know you like me, and I like you. I did it. I got.
What'd she say?
I wouldn't have made it without you. I know I was the famous one, but you...
If you ever tell anyone I cried over this movie, I'll tell everyone you wore a dress.
Jumper?
I'll love her like she's my own Jordan.